我们很高兴在主日的清晨在主的殿中相聚。
We're still happy to be here in the Lord's temple.
那么在开始之前我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace.
因为你是赐福的神。
Because you are the Lord that blesses us.
我们每天的生命都在你的掌管之中。
Our lives are in your hands.
当我们今天打开主的话语的时候，我们恳求主你从天赐下你的福气。
When we open your words, Lord, please bless us from the heavens.
让我们晓得你属灵的奥秘。
So that we know the mystery of our spirit.
以便我们今生可以得以过一个敬虔的生活。
So that we can lead a pure life.
我们恭敬将今天的信息都仰望在主的手中。
We put today's message in your hands.
让我们所讲的跟所听的都同感一灵。
For those who are speaking and those who are listening are moved by your spirits.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
每年的二月呢，美国的总统呢，都会例行会到国会做国情的资政的演讲。
Every year in February, the President of the United States will give the State of Union address.
那么今年呢，拜登总统也是例行去国会演讲哈。
This year, President Biden went to the state to address the State of Union.
但是演讲完之后呢，这个所有的新闻机构就开始分析他的讲的有多少跟事实有出入的哈。
After his speech, many news outlets started analyzing.How many are facts? How many are not?
所以这个就叫 fact and check, 哈。
This is called fact and check.
所以每一次就这样一推敲发现啊，很多的东西跟事实有出入的。
Every time after analysis, you'll find some facts need to be checked.
有些东西呢，这个数字呢，可能有些夸大，其实。
Sometimes the numbers are exaggerated.
难免其中也有张冠李戴的现象。
And sometimes there are things,put on one thing instead of the other.
其实不光是拜登总统，每个总统他每次讲完，大家一分析，都会分析出一大堆问题。
In fact, not only President Biden, every president, if you scrutinize their speeches, you'll find the same thing.
我们可以看到这样一个演讲是经过什么呀？反复推敲、精心准备的。
When you look at a speech that has been scrutinized so many times,
但是依然会有疏漏的地方。
You still find flaws.
那在我们现在这个世界啊，现在社会流行的是什么？是自媒体，对不对？
In this world, social platforms are very popular.
你在家里就可以拍影片，就上传到那个油管里面去，让大家看哈。
You can make movies at home and you can broadcast on YouTube so that everybody else can see it.
有些人甚至就把这个当职业了。
Some people make that a career out of it.
据说还赚不少钱呢。
It was said you can make a lot of money by
你做一个这个油管的这个做的，如果影响的很多的话，你收入也很可观。
If you're an influential YouTuber, you could make quite a sizable income.
但是那么在这种情况下呢，真实与虚假，现实与夸张啊。
Under this circumstances, truth and falseness, facts and exaggerations.
所以就充斥了所有的这些个社交媒体的平台。
Filled all over the social platforms.
令人呢，难以分辨哈。
Make it difficult to know what is true and what is not.
即使如此，其实这些东西都影响到我们对事情的看法。
In fact, these kind of broadcasts on social media impacts our views.
而且左右着我们的信念。
And influences our beliefs.
那么在我们的信仰方面也不例外的哈。
In terms of faith, there is no exception.
那油管上有关于信仰啊，关于神啊，关于创造等等这些东西也是铺天盖地的。
There's so much information on YouTube about God, about creation, about our faith.
那么今天呢，我们继续来查考约翰一书。
Today we'll continue to study 1 John.
那么这个是在上帝是公义的启示，这是第二部分嘛哈的最后一段，作者又重新了回到了纯正信仰的问题。
Under the revelation of God is righteous, the author returns to talk about pure faith.
那么异端邪说不单单是在约翰的那个时代有。
The heresy does not only exist in John's time.
那么在历史的各个时期也都有。
But also throughout their history.
尤其是在现在这个时代。
Especially now.
那么这种各种各样的学说可以说随处都是。
When faced with such popular, various popular doctrines,
那么基督徒如何知道哪些是来自于神的启示，哪些不是呢？
How do we know what comes from God's revelation, what is not?
今天我们就希望从这段经文中能够找到答案。
Let's try to find answers today in today's passage.
所以如果你有圣经，请打开约翰一书第四章。
If you have Bible, please open 1 John chapter 4.
我们今天来看第一节到第六节。
Let's look at verses 1 to 6.
我来读中文， Melissa 姐妹会读英文。
Pastor Chen will read in English, Chinese, I'll read in English.
所以约翰一书第四章一到六节。
1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 4.
第一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的，从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God.
凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you may have heard was coming and is now already in the world.
小子们呐，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事世人也听从他们。
They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them.
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们，从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
We are of God, he who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
所以这一段经文大概可以分成两个部分、啊、
This passage can be divided into two parts.
那第一节到第三节是作者告诫我们要试验诸灵。
In verses 1 to 3, the author warns us to test all spirits.
四到六节作者提醒我们说我们作为基督徒已经胜过了世界。
In verses 4 to 6, the author reminds us that we have already overcome the world.
核心经文在第四节。
The core scripture is in verses 4.
你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Because he who is in you is greater than who he is in the world.
我想这是神给我们的一个美好的应许。
Such a beautiful reassurance from God.
我们可以胜过一切的灵。
We can overcome all spirits.
那么首先我们先来看第一部分哈。
First, let's look at the first part.
那么约翰提醒我们要试验诸灵哈。
John reminds us to test the spirits.
所以约翰说第一节说一切的灵你们不可都信。
John said in verse 1, don't believe all spirits.
注意这里面特别有个强调，讲到什么？一切的灵。
Pay attention here, he emphasized the word all.
没有例外哈。
There's no exception.
然后讲到一切和都要不可都信哈。
He talks about all over and over again.
就提醒我们不可以随便听到一个东西就轻易接受的。
That means we cannot listen to something and we take that as a truth.
显然这世界上除了上帝的灵之外呢还有其他的灵哈。
Obviously, there are other spirits aside from God's spirit.
上帝的灵可以影响我们，那么其他的灵也同样会影响我们。
God's spirit can affect us as other spirits.
那么糟糕的是，我们似乎对这些灵界的东西平常并没有感觉。
The bad thing is we sometimes don't even know the other spirits are out there.
毫不，但是这些灵呢，我们没有感觉，并不等于他们在没有在。没有在工作哈。
But that doesn't mean it didn't work against us.
其实潜移默化，它在影响着这个世界，影响着世界上所有发生的一些重大的事情。
Inevitably, these spirits impact the major events happening around the world.
那么可能有人会有疑问，就是说，哦，那这个其他的灵到底是从哪里来的？
Some people may have a question. Where are the other spirits come from?
其实这些灵啊，就是魔鬼跟那些堕落的天使啊。
These are the minions of evil spirits and demons.
他们本来是被造的天使。
They were created as angels.
后来呢，因为背叛了上帝，他们怎么样？被，从天上怎么样打到地下来
？But were expelled from heaven by God.
所以耶稣就曾经跟他的门徒讲过，我曾经看见过怎么样，撒旦从天上怎么样？被摔落下来。
Jesus told his apostles that he has seen Satan fell from the sky.
那么在启示录里也这样记载过这个红龙，那个龙被天上从天上摔下来的场景。
In Revelation, it also talks about the giant dragon being casted from heaven.
所以这样的话呢，这个地上就成为他们的居所。
Therefore, the earth become their dwellings.
所以远在人类出现之前呢
，way before the appearance of human beings.
Yeah, 所以地球呢已经成了这些灵的囚禁之处。
The earth become the imprisoner place for those evil spirits.
所以当创世纪讲，当创造之初的时候，神的灵运行在水面上。
In Genesis chapter 1, it talks about the spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
接下来就讲到当时地球的光景，地是什么？空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗。
But the earth is dark.
根本那个地球就不适合于人居住的，没有生命的。
It's not good for any lives on earth.
但是我们知道，这些灵当时已经在怎么样，在水面上四处游荡了。
But we know those spirits are floating around on the water.
因为这些事情远在上帝创世之前是已经发生的了。
This happened way before God created the earth.
所以这些灵现在依然活跃在这个世界上。
These evil spirits are still active in the world today.
所以不知不觉我们会被他牵着鼻子走。
Unknowingly, human beings are led by nose by these evil spirits.
这就是人类离开上帝之后所落的一个悲惨的下场。
This is a very tragic situation after human beings left God.
那么这些个假先知或者假教师呢，借着各种各样的啊，这种灵界的影响就会引导世界的进程哈。
These spiritual forces use fake prophets and fake teachers to spread all kinds of fallacies to affect the progress of human beings.
他的目的就是要败坏人类嘛。
Their goal is to plot against the human beings.
正是因为如此，所以约翰告诫我们说要试验诸灵。
That's exactly why John told us to
test
our spirits.
而不要轻信一些人的奇闻怪论。
Instead of believing in others' anecdotes.
所以互联网的出现呢，是改变了我们人生的这个一种生活方式了。
The internet has completely changed our way of life.
你知道以前你要想查考什么资料，一定要去图书馆的。
In the past, if you have to get information, you go to the library.
如果你要是学的是一个专业方面的知识，那一般的公共图书馆还不能满足你的要求。
If you study deeper into a major, the public library may not satisfy your needs.
你要去这个大学里面特别专门的图书馆，你才能查到有关的东西。
You may have to go to specialized libraries in the universities to get the information you need.
那么现在可不一样了。
Not today.
哎，有了互联网，你坐在轻松舒服的坐在家里面哈，你这个马上就可以得到很多的信息哈。
Nowadays, you sit comfortably in your house and you get all sorts of information.
那最近呢，也很热门的就是 ChatGPT， 是吧
？Now, very popularly, you've heard ChatGPT.
大家都说这很简单，上去一打东西出来了。
So easy, you type something, information shows up.
所以有人预测呢，这个东西人工智能的这个出现，可能跟互联网之后的又一次的革命性的改变。
Some people predict the appearance of AI may be another revolution after the internet.
到底如何，我们还要拭目以待哈。
We'll have to wait and see.
那么其实现代人呢跟以前不一样，我们缺乏的不是信息哈。
Nowadays, it's not like before. It's not lack of information.
我们现在的问题是信息泛滥，太多的信息了。
Our problem is the overflow of information.
所以我们要去筛选，去决定说我们这些轻而易举得到了这么多的材料，我要用哪些材料才能做哈。
So we have to screen and identify those easily available information. What is the information that can be used by me?
那我如果今天在讲这个约翰一书的话，哇，关于约翰一书的解经书可以有很多。
When we study 1 John, if you go to the internet, you find many, many explanations of this chapter.
但是我没有时间读所有的，我必须要挑那个解经书什么质量最好的，质量最高的，而且是比较可靠的东西来读。
But I don't have time for reading all of it, so I have to find the best quality, best reliable source of information.
就是这样，你拿到这些材料，你还要思想，哎，这个东西是不是一个合理的解释？
Even that, you have to ponder, is this the right information?
所以对于我们在网上得到的材料，我们也要采取一个审慎的态度。
We have to be very cautious about the information we obtained from the internet.
又反复跟大家提醒说，网上的东西可以用，但是你一定要有分辨的能力。
I repeatedly warns us that the information from the internet can be used, but you have to be really cautious.
大家都知道网上有一个词典的字库很出名，叫维基百科。
Everybody knows Wikipedia.
这个很流行，大家都经常认为是免费的嘛。
It's very popular and it's free, so people use it a lot.
你知道吗？有人统计过，维基百科的准确率大概是80%左右。
Do you know the accuracy of Wikipedia is only around 80%?
就说如果它有九篇文章在上面的话啊。
If there are 9 articles.
那么这其中8篇，那么就可以挑出它的错来。
8 out of it has problems.
Yeah.这个错可能还是不是算大错，算小错吧。
And just minor errors.
但是那其中如果2篇的话，就会有一个非常严重的错误。
The other two might have a major mistake.
所以说，我们可以使用维基百科，但是我们要知道说，那里面的东西都是人家任何人上去都可以写的。
Therefore, we can use the information on Wikipedia, but we need to know Wikipedia is authored by anyone who is willing to contribute information.
然后没有人去编辑那个条款。
Nobody is editing those.
没有人去检查那个条款。
Nobody is examining the information.
所以我们要使用的时候要怎么样？要去核实他所说的东西。
So we have to check the accuracy of the information.
那么接下来的问题是，我们怎么样去甄辨呢？
So now, how do we identify what is good information?
所以约翰这里给出了非常清楚的答案。
John gave us a very clear answer.
凡承认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的。
Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is.
所以在第二节和第三节，它是正反两个方面来论述。
In verse 2 and 3,It talks from a positive and negative aspects.
所以讲的是再清楚不过了。
It's so clear.
凡承认的就是来自神的灵。
Whoever accepts that God's spirit is from Jesus Christ has the spirit of truth.
那么第六节也说这样的灵是什么？也是真理的灵。
It's the spirit of truth.
凡不承认的则是来自敌基督的灵。
Whoever denies the spirit of God is from Antichrist.
那么第六节则讲到他们是谬妄的灵。
And in verse 6, it talks about they are known as the spirit of error.
所以这个标准既简单又实用。
This testing standard is simple and practical.
所以呢，我们遇到情况的话，这就是一个判断的标准。
So whenever we face a situation that needs discerning, this is our standard.
那么很容易就可以检测出真伪了。
Very easy, you can tell true and false.
所以 这个大家都很容易记住了，对不对？承认耶稣基督是道成肉身来的。
I have to accept Jesus Christ as coming as in flesh.
但是并不是这一个标准把所有的情况都包括的。
But this standard may not include every situation.
因为有的人有的东西来了你可能不知道他有没有讲这个东西哈。
Sometimes you don't know if something talks about that.
一个视频来了他讲了一大堆东西他从来没讲过耶稣的事情他讲了信仰这个到底是真假你分不清楚了。
You may watch a YouTube about faith. It may not talk about Jesus Christ. So you don't know whether it's true or false.
那么另外一个呢就像摩门教的话他也承认耶稣有神性啊。
For example, Mormonism, they also accept Jesus.
但是他不承认耶稣是三位一体的神。
But they don't accept that Jesus is of the three trinity.
所以这就是另外一个方面的错误。
That's another aspect of mistakes.
所以为此约翰就给出了第二个测试的标准。
So John gives us a second standard for testing.
这是在第六节。
In verse 6.
那就是听从使徒的教训。
Listening to the apostles' teachings.
凡听从的就是属神的。
Anyone who listens to it belongs to God.
凡不听从的就是来自敌基督的灵。
Anyone who doesn't.Belongs to the Antichrist.
那是属世界的。
That's belong to the world.
那些属世界的人自然会跟从这些错误的教训。
Those people who are in the world only listen to the false teaching.
他们就不会听从使徒的教训。
And they will not listen to the teaching of the apostles.
那么对于我们今天的基督徒来讲呢，这个使徒的教训怎么样？已经。完全写成了新约的圣经了。
For today's believers, the apostles' teachings are fully recorded in our Bible.
而且呢，两千年来教会的传统和信仰的规范，也为我们界定了一个明显的范围。
The traditions of church in the last 2,000 years has defined a clear norm for our faith.
所以，约翰所针对的乃是当时教会所面临的挑战。
John was talking about the challenges that faced the church at the time.
那么现今时代这种挑战呢一点都没有减少。
In nowadays, the same challenges exist.
那么第二章我们曾经谈到过说现今这个趋势啊很多对基督教信仰的一个侵扰就是说否定耶稣的神性。
In chapter 2, we talked about the current trend is to deny the divinity of Jesus.
那么不但如此而且随着灵界势力的不断的影响我们就想让我们从我们的注意力从耶稣基督的身上怎么样转移开
Not only that, all kinds of spiritual influences try to sway us away from Jesus Christ
那么如今在社会上所流行的是这样
Well, that's very popular in the world
甚至在教会中所追求的也有可能是这样
Sometimes even what we pursue at the church is like that.
就是让我们从耶稣基督的身上，我们把注意力挪开。
To take our focus away from Jesus Christ.
转移到一些其他的事情上。
To something else.
这些事情有时甚至是好的事情。
Sometimes those are really good things.
表面上看起来并不是有害的事情。
Superficially, it doesn't look it's harmful.
但是不论是什么事情
But whatever that is,
如果那个事情已经让我们把注意力从耶稣基督的身上挪开
If that distracts our focus from Jesus Christ,
那个就是我们基督徒就彻底的中计了
That means we Christians have fallen into the trap of the Antichrist
你像我们大家每个人都要谋生嘛
Everyone has to make a living
那谋生不容易
It's not easy
但是我如果所有的注意力在挣钱上让挣钱挡住了我们的眼睛
But if we only focus on making money and that covered our eyes
那么它也会让我们使我们与基督渐行渐远
And that will distract us away from Jesus Christ
那么追求成功跟幸福也没有问题
There's no problem pursuing success and happiness
但是如果这些东西抓住了我们的心
But if this captures our heart
那么怎么样我们也会从耶稣基督的身上把我们注意力转移开来。
Then what? It'll distract us from our Christ.
啊，这屋里是不是有点热
？Sorry，
我都讲的热了哈。
是。
我不知道，这温度很高了哈。
我调高了。
如果太热的话，我们很容易睡觉的哈。 好，那么我不知道大家有没有注意到，你常常去电视上，如果你去听讲道的话，哈。
I don't know if you realize that if you listen to sermons on the internet.
那么在就是德克萨斯州休斯顿这个地方有一个很有名的牧师
，In Houston, Texas,
他叫 Joe Austin 啊
，named Joe Austin
啊，非常有名哈。
He's very famous
啊，他的教会也很大
，He has a huge church，
都上万人的教会啊
，Tens of thousands of people attending、
啊。他讲的东西，非常受欢迎的。
He talks about stuff very welcomed by a lot of congregations。
如果你去他的网站去看他的信仰。他信仰没有问题啊，他也相信耶稣啊，他也相信三位一体的神呢、啊。
If you go to his the internet of his church, there's no problem. He believes in Jesus. He believes in Trinity.
但是他平常的讲道，他很少讲这些东西的。
But in his sermons, he rarely talks about it.
他就讲到说，你怎么样可以成功？我告诉你怎么样可以幸福。
He talks about how to be successful and how to be happy.
你如果是多捐钱给教会，你就会神就会祝福你的哈。
If you donate more money, the God will bless you more.
哎，他还给了好多的各种各样的例子告诉你。
And he gave many examples of showing the benefit of doing
that. 所以他的这个神学就叫成功神学。
His success theology.
那么一般正统的基督信仰都知道这种讲法是偏离了基督教。正统的这种教导的范围。
Many Christians know it stayed away from the traditional Christian theology.
他的会友有没有成功我不知道，我知道他跟他太太是挺成功的。
I don't know if his congregations are successful, but I know he and his wife are very successful.
那他们出门都是坐这个商务舱的。
And they always take business classes when going on a flight.
所以我们不要说是哎呀很方便到网上听、哎、这个人讲得很好啊讲得啊听得很舒服哈。
Let's not only go to internet and say, oh, that's so convenient, I can find a lot of people who I like to listen to.
我们要知道说哎他的神学思想是什么。
We need to know what's their theology.
他讲的合不合圣经的教导。
What they're teaching, is that the same as what's taught in the Bible?
所以我们要学会识别真伪哈。
So we need to know how to screen.
下面再让我们来思考这个第四节，这是核心的经文。
Let's ponder the core scripture in verse 4.
第四节，约翰说：“小子们呐、啊，你们是属神的。”
In verse 4, sorry. In verse 4, John said, "You are of God, little children."
并且胜了他们。
I have overcome them.
因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
那在我们里面的是什么？是圣灵，对不对？
What's inside us? It's the Holy Spirit.
那在世界上的是什么？
What's in the world?
是敌基督的灵。
It's the Antichrist spirit.
所以我们知道，我们是可以识别他们，不但我们可以识别的，我们可以怎么样？胜过他们。
We know we.Can not only discern those, but also overcome them.
一般来说啊，人类啊是很难与这个灵界的东西来匹配的。
Generally speaking, human beings is very difficult to combat against the spiritual forces.
我没有办法抵挡这个灵界势力的攻击啊。
We can't really resist the invasion of those forces.
但是你知道，因为上帝给我们人的保护啊，哈。
However, because God's blessings and protection.
那么这些灵界的东西现在可以影响我们，对吧
？They can influence us.
但是它没有办法能够占据我们的身体，哈。
But they cannot invade our bodies.
那些就是所谓的邪灵附身的，一般情况是不会发生的，哈。
When possessed by evil spirit, those kind of things rarely happens.
一般情况下是不会发生的，啊，
Will not happen in general.
yeah.因为神给我们有保护哈
，because God's protection。
因为只有少数那些个拜偶像的人哈
，only the very few who are extremely worshippers, idol worshippers。
除非那些拜偶像拜的是很厉害的，和有些人愿意出卖自己的灵魂去得到一些好处的。
All those who will sell their souls for some benefits。
那我们知道《使徒行传》就记载了有一个使女是。 是鬼灵魂附的，因为什么？主人靠他发财的，对不对
？We know a lady was possessed by evil spirit because the owner was benefiting from that.
Yeah， 那么这种情况才会有邪灵附身的情况。
Under these kind of circumstances, you will be invaded by the evil spirit.
那么这里约翰告诉我们的更好说，我们信了耶稣之后，甚至这些灵都没有办法影响我们，我们完全可以抵御他们的影响。
After we believe in Jesus Christ, all these spiritual forces cannot invade us at all.
因为什么？因为这是耶稣基督的救恩在我们身上所有的功效啊。
Because that's the salvation of Jesus Christ in our lives.
所以归根到底啊，我们不但可以识破，而且可以抵御这些异端邪说的侵袭。
Ultimately, we can not only identify but also resist the invasion of these spiritual forces.
那就在于我们要扎根在耶稣基督的身上。
That means we have to be deeply rooted in Christ.
那么有些人偏离正道哈。
Sometimes we deviate from the right path.
那是因为他们的心呢，在偏离正道之前呢，已经什么？四处漂流飘荡的。
Sometimes that's because their hearts and thoughts are already floating around way before that.
已经离开了耶稣基督了，很久就离开了。
They have left Christ for a long time.
所以那样一个有机会来的话，就会容易被绊倒。
When an opportunity comes, he will fall.
这个世界啊，实际上有太多的东西让我们分心了。
There are too many things in this world that will distract us.
甚至是属灵的事也是如此。
Even spiritual things.
所以有关奥秘的事情就特别容易让人分心的。
Especially those of mysterious things.
因为圣经讲了很多奥秘的事情。
There are many mysteries in the Bible.
然后圣经里又没有告诉我们这些事情具体是什么。
And didn't tell us exact of those mysteries.
比如说人类的起源啊，世界的创造，还有世界末日啊等等这些事情。
For example, the origin of the world, the creation of human beings.
那么人呢，很难呢，能够知道事情的全貌。
And it's really difficult to know the whole thing.
但是总是有些人过于热心哈。
Some people are overly enthusiastic.
他们要在一些神秘的事上去下功夫。
They want to know about those mysteries.
那这就给那些个别有用心的人以可乘之机哈。
They will be taken advantage of.
那最后就容易偏离正轨。
And they could deviate from the right path.
我们知道在二十世纪的时候呢，这进化论非常的流行哈。
In the 20th century, evolution is very popular.
那进了二十一世纪，进化论实际上已经不太那么受欢迎了。
Into the 21st century, evolution is not that popular anymore.
现在很多人知道进化论不能解释人类的起源，他们就改了，就改成外星人了。
Nowadays, they know evolution cannot explain the origin of human beings. Now, they started looking at other origins, such as aliens.
反正他就不接受圣经的话，你也没有什么选择嘛。
Well, you don't really have any choices if you don't believe in the Bible.
现在这个有关这方面油管的频道啊，也是多如牛毛哈。
Nowadays, information on the YouTube are as plentiful as blackberries.
哎，这个星期我准备这篇讲到，我特别的多搜搜，就这个油管里有多少内容，去听听他们到底在讲什么。
Because I was preparing the message, I actually went on the YouTube to see what are they talking about.
都是有关信仰的问题哈。
They all talk about faith.
啊，有些人非常受欢迎的那频道。
Some are very popular.
啊，几百万几百万的人在跟踪他们哈。
Hundreds and thousands of people following.
但是它的内容是鱼目混珠，是真假难辨哈。
But there are some people pass.Of fish eyes for pearls, and it's very difficult to distinguish.
有人说他跟外星人有过接触了，哈。
Some people say they have contact from the aliens.
一则是不是把他们绑架了，就是带他们到什么别的宇宙去看过，他们又回来了。
They were kidnapped and went to another planet and then came back.
真的假的，你也没法去证实嘛，你也去不了。
We don't really know whether they're true or false because we couldn't go there.
然后就写一本书，然后就成了这个。纽约时报这种畅销书啊。
And they'll write a book and become the bestseller on the New York Times.
于是就肯定赚了很多钱嘛。
And they made a lot of money.
嗯，除了这个之外，还有什么叫火星男孩的、啊、
？Have you heard of Martian boy?、
还有叫什么金星女孩的
？Venus girl?
哎， 包括我们基督徒有的人就在底下也传很多，哎呀你看这个讲的好像跟圣经有一点关系，好多基督徒很热心在传这些东西。
Some Christians are very eager to spread news like that.
那么还有一些人呢是属于这种啊，那个灵可以影响他，然后他就会处于那种休眠的状态。
Some people said they could be influenced by the spirits and they were being a trance state.
Yeah, 然后这个灵就会告诉他一些东西，他就会讲，讲完了别人就会给他记下来。
The spirit will tell him things and he will tell that to others and other people will record it.
那么这个人醒了之后，其实他根本不知道自己在讲什么。
And the people woke up, he or she didn't even know what they talked about.
完全是这个灵借着他这个媒介来传播一些信息。
It's the spirit who is using him to spread the information.
像这样的东西现在流传的也不少。
Something like this is there are a lot out there.
其中在美国一个比较有名的，他就叫爱德加凯西。
There's a very famous American called Edgar Case.
那他比较有名呢，因为是他这个人呢，他是一个，他自己说自己是基督徒的。
He said he was a Christian.
所以呢，很多人就以为说，哦，他是基督徒，而且他每天读圣经的。
And he reads Bible every day.
而且呢，他还去在教会里，好像还教主日学什么的。
And he teaches Sunday school.
我说，哦，那这个就是怎么样哈？
And everybody says, oh, he must be from the God.
哎，但是他呢，这个就讲了很多，有人就把他的东西记录下来了。
He talked a lot of information.
洋洋洒洒好多好多东西。
Many many pages of it.
但是你仔细读就会发现很多的东西是有纰漏的。
But if you read it, you find a lot of flaws.
如果是从神的灵来的会怎么样？
If it's from the God,
不会有假的东西。
It wouldn't have falsehood in it.
那么他讲了很多很多东西，有些东西已经被证明这个跟事实是不符的。
He says so many things that are not true.
包括他预言耶稣基督是1998年就来的哈。
And he has predicted that Jesus' second coming is in 1998.
所以这些东西啊，很容易让我们迷惑，就搞不清楚这个到底是真的还是假的啊。
This kind of things may confuse us, and we cannot tell right from wrong.
其实关键就是一条。
But the key is.
就像约翰告诉我们，
Just like、
你要试验诸灵。
You have to test all spirits.
有一个东西说法了，你说这个东西到底是不是啊合乎圣经的教导
？If there is a saying out there, you have to test and see if it's worth. It's the same as taught in the Bible.
而且按照约翰给这个标准去测试。
And test it according to the standards given by John.
其实那样我们就不难发现这些个。不是从神的灵来。
If you do that, then you will easily find out those are not true.
今天呢，约翰再次带领我们来思考信仰纯正的问题哈。
Today, John brings us back to think about the issue of pure path.
所以对付这个异端邪说的侵袭啊，我们首先要有这个意愿要去识别。
To deal with hearsay, we first need to know how to identify and recognize hearsay.
其次，我们就要根据约翰所提出的标准去看看。他们是不是承认耶稣基督
？Secondly, we have to follow the principles proposed by John to see if they are from Christ.
是不是符合使徒的教训
？Are they part of the teaching of the apostles?
如果是符合，就是出于神的。
If they are, then they must be from God.
如果不是的话，就是出于敌基督的灵。
If not, they are from the Antichrist.
那么，在这方面呢，我们真是要让耶稣基督啊。得着我们的心哈。
In this aspect, we need to have Jesus come into our hearts.
当我们的心如果摇来摆去去寻找不同的东西的话，那怎么样？我们就会容易出错了。
If our hearts and thoughts are swinging around, we will make mistakes.
好，那么在今天的周报里有一张夹页哈，白色的。
There is a pamphlet in our newsletter.
那么这张夹页讲的是使徒信经哈。
And this is a pastor's Apostle Creed.
那么这个信经呢，是教会已经流传了2000年的啊一个信仰的一个宣言吧，相当于。
This is a testimony to the 2000 year worth of our faith.
那么天主教、东正教，包括我们基督教、新教，都是 接受这个信条的。
Catholic Church and Baptism Church and our newer Christian Church all accept this. Protestant Church also accept this.
Yeah. 所以我们今天呢，我们先来读一下这个哈，我们来思想一下，这是我们信仰基本的信条哈。
And let's see the foundation of our faith.
我来读中文，然后呢 ，Melissa 来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read in Chinese. I'll read in English.
我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生。在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉十字架，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死人中复活升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣尔公之教会，我信圣同相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of Holy Spirit and born of Virgin Mary. He suffered on the Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven.And seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
这个如果任何的信仰的东西跟这个不符的，那就是什么？就不是从神来的。可以说使徒的教训就是完全浓缩在这个信经当中了。
Anything that deviates from what's talked about in the Apostle Creed is not of God.
好，那么好不好？请我们大家一起起立，我们一起来读。
Let's stand up and read together.
你用你自己熟悉的语言，你可以读英文，你可以读中文，哈。我们大家一起来读。
You can read in Chinese or English, whatever you prefer.
好，Let's begin. 让我们大家一起。
我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉于十字架，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死人中复活升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边。将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣尔公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。
感谢主，让我们大家依然站立。
Praise the Lord.
请我们带领敬拜的团队来继续我们今天的敬拜。